Welcome back to American Soundways. Just when you're thinking Jacksonville must have missed the 70s, 80s teen idol phase because they were too busy raising hell, think again. One of the biggest pinups of that era was born in Jacksonville. Broadway, film, and television actor, singer, and Solid Gold host, Rex Smith. And he was the artist who left us with this memorable hit.
You, I don't know what to say. You take my breath away. You're every song I sing. You're the music that I play. And you take my breath away. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel.
In 1955, Jacksonville native May Bourne Axton read an account in the newspaper of a local man who had committed suicide and left a note saying, "I walk a lonely street." It inspired Axton to write a song. Elvis got a hold of it, and in May of 1956, Elvis had his first number one hit. May Axton's son Hoyt wrote some great songs of his own, including Joy to the World, The No-No Song, Never Been to Spain, and The Pusher. Songwriter Charlie Haas Singleton, who co-wrote such monster hits as Strangers in the Night and Spanish Eyes, and helped pen hundreds of songs for music greats such as Elvis Presley, Ella Fitzgerald, Pat Boone, and Frank Sinatra, was also from the Jacksonville area. Some great jazz musicians have cut their teeth in Jacksonville, including jazz pianist Marcus Roberts, who attended the same school for the blind as Ray Charles, went on to study piano at Florida State University. He's an accomplished pianist and a defender of traditionalism in jazz. Other Jacksonville jazz artists include vocalists Billy Daniels and Connie Haynes, trumpeters Parsons Longino and Teddy Washington, vibraphonist Khan Jamal, and jazz guitarist Robert Conti. In 1931, Jack Sheldon was born in Jacksonville. Jack was not only a very capable vocalist, but he was also a top-rate trumpet player. One of his more memorable contributions was as the singer for this little number, originally aired on ABC back in 1973.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that.
Jazz organist Jackie Davis began playing around the Jacksonville area before he was 10 years old. He played the pipe organ and eventually found the Hammond. He also experimented with various styles and was featured prominently in the Ultra Lounge series that came out in the mid-90s. Jazz bassist Sam Jones was from Jacksonville, as well as organist and pianist Wesley Wilson and trumpeter Charles Tolliver. Other musical names attributed to Jacksonville include Commodore's co-founder Clyde Orange, whose lead vocals are heard on this hit. Soul singer Jackie Moore, contemporary gospel singer Lisa McClendon, country gospel singers The Masters Family, comedic actress, singer, and yodeler Judy Canova, singer, comedian, actress Dorothy Shea, alternative rockers Ryan Sanction and Start Trouble, southern rock and blues guitarist Drew Lumbar of Grinder Switch and Dr. Hector and the Groove Injectors, R&B singer Glenn Jones, versatile rock guitarist Randall Hall, country singer Linda Hargrove, Scott McKenzie, who co-wrote the hits Kokomo for the Beach Boys and this hit of his own back in the 60s.
If you're going to San Francisco,
Gary U.S. Bonds was born in Jacksonville in 1939. He was born Gary Anderson and changed his name when he moved to Virginia, and a record producer convinced him to change his last name to U.S. Bonds, hoping that DJs would mistake his debut release for a public service announcement. In 1967, one of the oddest billings in music history kicked off in Jacksonville when Jimi Hendrix was booked to open for the Monkees. Jimi Hendrix Experience was dropped from the bill after just 8 concerts.
Just think about it.
Jacksonville isn't just Confederate flags and guitar gods. Rap metal band Limp Bizkit was formed in Jacksonville in 1994 by Sam Rivers and skateboarder tattoo artist Fred Durst. They headed to the West Coast in search of fame, and with a little help from the band Korn, Limp Bizkit landed a deal with Interscope Records and found it. In the late 90s, the rap metal scene was flourishing with bands like Fuel, Stained, and POD, and Limp Bizkit was one of the bands leading the charge. Durst had been known for an antic or two over the years, and the band received much of the blame for the rioting that occurred at the infamous Woodstock 99 concert. Jacksonville also nurtured some of the hottest artists, producers, and rap, including 69 Boyz, J-Ski, Mace, and CC Lemonhead. The next generation of rockers and rappers from Jacksonville includes Yellow Card. Although they have since relocated to Southern California, Yellow Card began their rise in Jacksonville, where they became high school buddies and then briefly attended Florida State University. Other bands include Shinedown, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Burn Season, Cold, and Asimov. Out of the emerging hip-hop scene in Jacksonville is an artist that goes by the name Astronautilus. He became a well-known battle rapper, and in his words, traded in his verbal weapons of mass destruction for songs about the railroad, lost love, and surreal dreams of sharing donuts with Tupac and grapes with Fat Joe. We'll talk with Astronautilus about his hometown of Jacksonville right after this song called Gaston Avenue from his release You and Your Good Ideas on American Soundways.
Call you up upon a telephone, no one answer, call again, I ring a call again, I think of stopping by and stopping in but never leave home. Tripping back and forth between the bar and home, and looking back and forth at what I done, collect the bottle caps and soggy scraps of high life label peelings. Running tabs and running up and down the walls again, and climbing up the slang of stalls and friends, and something about the better times of night. And baby Jesus, you led us the ladder, I climb room by room to claw my way up to the gates of heaven. The sketches and scratches you draw drunk and alone, I'll follow back home, back home. Follow back home, back home. Follow back home, back home. Send me home and take me home, I gotta get, I gotta go, cut me up and cut me off and kick me out, I'm busy man, I got a schedule to keep. Where's my data, where's my gun, and where's my hat, I'm out of then, and where's my phone, and where's the fax, I can't look past you hacking at the force, but you never hit a tree. Tell me one more time and tell me once more, promise that I'll listen, but I can't be promised this, and I'll be baking cakes and building you no castles by the sea. Good little lady, you driving me crazy, why don't find you a seat? Your lipstick is lazy, your eyes are all hate.
Talking with Andy Bothwell, frontman for Astro Nautilus. Andy, welcome to American Soundways.
Well, thanks for having me.
First, tell me how you became Astro Nautilus.
Well, I grew up like in the Beaches area in Jacksonville, and I was rapping, and I was battling kids at high school, and kind of going the standard route for the teenage rapper, which is rapping with and to anybody who will listen. When you start rapping, you kind of try to pick a really ridiculously tough rap name, and I came to the conclusion that I wasn't ridiculously tough, and so I shed my ridiculously tough rap name and kind of tried to pick something just more generally ridiculous, and Astronautilus is what came of it.
Can you explain to me a little bit, and anybody who may be listening that just isn't quite as familiar with the world of battle rap, explain to me a little bit about the battle rap world?
Well, there are people who are remarkably good at it. And I, for a time, was pretty good at it and got my name known that way. But it becomes a one-trick pony after a while. It's a really good way to get started. You essentially, meet other rappers at organized events, at disorganized events, and you go back and forth making fun of each other. And whoever is more proficient at it, wins. It's shockingly enough not too far off from the way that 8 Mile portrayed it. But sadly, after doing that, you can only make fun of people for so long, and then eventually you get bored. And so it was a really good way for me to get started, and it's a really excellent way for someone to kind of sharpen their wit and their skill as a writer, but eventually there comes a time when you're probably best to move on to greener pastures.
What happened to turn your interest to, for more reflective pursuits?
Well, I grew up listening. The beautiful thing about living in Jacksonville was there was a really nice culture for music, especially for indie music. So all of my friends introduced me at a young age to a lot of early indie rock, American indie rock, like the K Records stuff and Pavement and Superchunk and Beck and that sort of thing. And so while I was growing up listening to Mobb Deep and Biggie Smalls, like at the same time I was listening to Modest Mouse and Built to Spill, and I was my parents' influence was country and old blues and stuff was there too, and I kind of realized I was listening to all these other kinds of music, but it wasn't being reflected really in the music that I was making, because I was just making more standard fair hip hop, and that became kind of boring and disappointing to me. So I tried to include a broader spectrum of my influences as opposed to just emulating rappers from New York City. I tried to include a lot of old country and people like Woody Guthrie, and then a lot of indie rock stuff that influenced me growing up.
Andy, describe one of your live shows for me.
I try to keep it as close to a happy medium between a theater piece and a music piece, and maybe a bit of a college lecture, and maybe a bit of stand-up comedy at the same time. I like to keep it entertaining, but at the same time, it's very important that people listen to what I'm saying.
A lot of audience interaction?
Absolutely. They're there for a reason. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't play for them. That's the whole point, I think. I think a lot of musicians overlook the fact that there are, you know, a whole bunch of smiling faces in front of you who really want you to do your best, you know.
Well, Andy Bothwell, better known as Astronautilus, thank you very much for joining us on American Soundways.
Well, thank you.
The musical bloodlines of Jacksonville run as long and deep as the rail lines that brought the Orange Blossom Special Tour more than 70 years ago. Scores of musicians have made this their stop on the way to fame, fortune, and in some cases, back to obscurity. Sometimes bridging the divide between the past and the future may seem formidable, but the passion and commitment of Jacksonville's music scene continues to breathe new life into the city. I want to thank the folks from Jacksonville who helped us out, and especially Teresa Rooney from the Jacksonville Public Library, John Citroni of Folio Weekly, Michael Fitzgerald, Andy Bothwell of Astronautilus, and Derek Trucks. I'd like to thank the show's producer, Pete Notarangelo, and our good friends Henry Simons and Data Blueprints Web Design. American Soundways is produced at the Right Track Studios in Pittsburgh. For more information on American Soundways or any of the artists featured in today's show, visit www.americansoundways.com. Until next time, I'm Trip Clark for American Soundways. Thanks for caring about what you hear. I can't change.